everyone. Welcome to the Voice of Social Sales. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites, and we are going to be having a short and sweet little podcast today about shifting content. What is the future of content? Now, of course, I do not have a crystal ball, nor do I consider myself a, you know, content expert per se. I am a content creator, but I have been noticing a few things changing. And you know my love for neuropsychology and the psychology of social media and how camera first technology has changed the way we communicate. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, and I think it's perfect timing because we are living in a world where TikTok is exploding, and I think TikTok is going to massively impact our content over on Facebook and Instagram and even on YouTube. So we're going to talk about that, but I also thought it was really important to bring up this new article that just came out. You can find it on LinkedIn. You can just Google Pete Davies' name. His name is Pete, D-A-V-I-E-S, and he is head of consumer product at LinkedIn. And he made an announcement on February 26, 2020, so about 6 days before this recording. And I thought it was so exciting. I clapped my hands. I got up and slow clapped. I was like, yes, I'm so excited. And I think I've talked about this here on my podcast before, where LinkedIn, we've all predicted, many of us, is probably going to be trying the stories format, which is very different for LinkedIn. Doing video for LinkedIn, and especially live video, was something that was out of the box for them in the last few years as well. Now, if you didn't know, you can go live on LinkedIn. You have to apply for it, and you can Google apply LinkedIn live video. You should be able to find a link there. Now, I've applied twice. I still have not gotten approval. And I did hear, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, so don't quote me, but I did hear that there might be a possibility where they've either taken a break on approving people or they're not approving people currently at this time. I'm not really sure what the requirements are because I have quite a few friends who have it and I have quite a few friends who don't. So if you have LinkedIn Live, I definitely would encourage you to use it. You do have to use a third-party system. It's not like going Facebook Live. You have to have some software installed as well to do it. But that's not really what we're talking about today. This article that he posted, it says, I'm just going to read directly from this article. It says, conversations are at the heart of so much that happens on LinkedIn. Need help with how to manage work-life balance? Someone in your community can help share their experience. Have an urgent hiring need or looking for your next role? Ask your network to make intros. Want feedback on an idea? Try messaging or create a post to get opinions from your network. So he starts off this article by talking about, you know, conversations and messaging, which again, I've talked about, I can't even tell you how many times, that DMs, direct messages, the conversations that you're having within social media are the lifeblood of branding and connections and lead generation organically. So he talks about that. And he goes into some of the evolution of LinkedIn in the last few years. And he mentions that over the last few years, they've launched newsletters, live video, trending news, and reactions. The reactions are like the little emojis. They're not quite like the emojis on Facebook. There's, I think, a light bulb for interesting or curious. And then there's like little hands clapping. There's a few other ones in there, but it's very Facebook-esque if you're used to the reactions that are within Facebook. Now, this was interesting. He says, there are more conversations taking place in the LinkedIn feed than ever before with a 25% year-over-year increase in engagement. I think that's amazing, and I do feel that LinkedIn has a real opportunity for those people who want to get in now and be able to get more engagement and get more reach potentially than they've been able to see on a Facebook or an Instagram. And so they are going to be testing out the stories format. Now, stories have been around for quite some time. They first appeared on Snapchat, then we know they moved to Instagram, then to Facebook. And I like what he says about stories and how he characterizes them. It says, quote, they spread for a good reason. Stories. They started on Snapchat and spread to the other platforms. And he's saying they spread for good reason. They offer a lightweight, fun way to share an update without it having to be perfect or attached to your profile forever. Now, I just want to highlight the sentence or the phrase having to be perfect, because that's going to be coming in later when we talk about TikTok and how I believe content is shifting or going to be shifting in the very near future. Does that exist in the business world? He questions. And so they're going to be currently testing LinkedIn stories internally. They do not say how or when or what process. We don't even know if it's actually going to make it to the masses. They're going to be testing it internally. Then they're going to, it says, test it with our members in the coming months. Now, I certainly hope that I get it. It will double my time on LinkedIn because I am a huge stories fan. We've talked about this before, CRM. It's camera first, meaning it's your face. You know, people want to see you engage with your own reality show, your own personal brand with your face to the camera. And I know many of us are nervous about showing our face, but I tell them, like, companies like Nike are paying people millions of dollars to borrow their face because they know human beings want to connect with a face. So it's camera first. And that also means that you have to create something. And typically it's visual. Okay, so it's faces and actually creativity. The next one, the R, is real time. It's basically this 24-hour cycle. It's about as real as you can get, real time, without going actually live. And then message enabled is the M. So camera first, real time, message enabled. That message enabled piece, super critical, right? Algorithms love it when you're talking in the DMs. That is where you're going to have those personal one-to-one conversations, just like a text message. You're not probably going to have those in a public forum on the comments on Facebook or Instagram. So it's extremely, it's an accelerant of trust and intimacy, and people feel as though they know you on a much deeper level, and they also could get to know your company and the culture on a much deeper level. I can see that happening with LinkedIn stories. Okay, so the other thing that I think is interesting here is that, you know, LinkedIn is embracing this new trend of content being much more authentic and real and human and relatable. And that's where I think we are going to be seeing a shift. That's where I think TikTok is definitely coming in, and stories certainly for me has changed it. And I think it's interesting in this ending paragraph of his article, he says, "We've also found that there is an entire generation growing up with stories as a way of speaking. They're more comfortable starting conversations with a full screen ephemeral format than posting updates, and they prefer sharing content that lives as a moment in time rather than as an item in the feed." And I think that this even lends itself to talking about our brand identity as who we are. I mean, I do identify myself as a stories user. I'm not a big fan of the feed. And I feel that when you talk to people who are passionate about stories, it's team feed against team stories in some cases. And I'm saying that in a joking manner. But the people that love stories really love it. And I think that says something about their brand and how they identify, and that they do want to have these human interactions with people and be more real. So with that all coming, you know, this was the perfect time for me to start talking about, you know, what's kind of working in the feeds, like what's working in the Facebook feed, what's working in the Instagram feed. And, you know, for years, we've talked about maybe doing content where you're answering your client's biggest questions, giving tips and tricks on, you know, the home buying and the home selling process. I do still believe that is absolutely critically important because it does build authority and credibility. I'm not sure that with the massive onslaught of stories and also now TikTok, which is training people, it's behavior training. The more time you spend on there, even if you're not making content, you get used to it. You get used to seeing short 15-second video clips. You get used to seeing the vertical video full screen, just like if you spend the majority of your time in stories. And what happens, at least to me, I'm just speaking for myself, and if it's happening to me as a 41-year-old mom, it's probably happening for a lot of other people, is my guess, that I go on there and I think, oh, this is kind of fun and exciting and interesting and creative. And then I come over to Facebook and Instagram feed and I'm like, this isn't as fun as and creative, you know? So I think there's some behavior training going on, certainly for a younger generation where that might be their first platform choice. What's working maybe on a feed in YouTube or in Facebook doesn't really work on TikTok, not for me anyway. You know, giving my tips and tricks over there, it doesn't really perform or outperform with some of the other things that I've done that have just been more human and me and fun. And, you know, I'm posing this question, are the types of content that we've been posting for the last few years in the feed maybe you know, tips and tricks, or if it's, you know, specific real estate related content, you know, that just listed photo or an open house type of photo, are the behaviors being trained where we're going to start expect to see more of the personal brand behind the house, you know, the more of you and more of your face, and, you know, have that sort of business thread brought in throughout real estate, but also really focusing on posting more human relatable fun content. And I think that that actually is going to happen. I think we're going to see that in some of the content that worked 2 or 3 years ago may not be working as well, may not be getting as much engagement, and things change all the time. So you do have to change it up. I, you know, even myself, who's been a content creator for many years, you've got to change it up. So I would encourage you going into 2020 now, first quarter, going into second quarter, that you be open to trying new things. Because even though something has worked for a while, it probably isn't going to work forever. And I think in this time of stories and being fun and being human and being relatable, being a little bit maybe more vulnerable and having more of your face be the focus as far as like your personal brand, as a human being, as a parent, as, you know, an entrepreneur, as a real estate agent, I think that is going to play well in those feeds. Now, I look at someone, you know, I'm not a YouTube expert by any means. I highly recommend, if you haven't listened to my episode with Karen Carr, that you do so, because she's an expert in YouTube, all things YouTube and real estate. She has an excellent book on it. And we talked about on the podcast that, you know, what works for her really well on YouTube isn't so much of the fun vloggy type of things. It's more of the, and I'm going to air quote this, but you can't see it, boring content that people are seeking out, because people are using YouTube like a search engine, just like Google. And I did the same thing when I was looking for, you know, things having to do with decorating my house or how to's. And I will spend 20 minutes watching a video on quote boring content if I want to learn about it. But I'm not necessarily scrolling through Facebook and Instagram, at least at this point, looking for that. And I think that's probably why IGTV has had a bit of trouble launching, because people, when I go to Instagram, I'm going for entertainment, for mindlessness, for just to look at some, you know, nice eye-pleasing pictures. You know, sometimes I'm there with intent, but a lot of times I'm not. When I go to YouTube, I'm there with intent. So there might be a shift going on, or you might be thinking about with you and your team or your content, testing out, okay, maybe I have like my great, you know, my tips and how-tos, and maybe I kind of put that over on my YouTube channel, or maybe I create like a series, an episodic Facebook Live weekly series. You know, maybe I need to really be rethinking about what's going on my stories. Is it getting engagement? Are people watching the whole thing? You can actually see those analytics in your insights. And if people are swiping to the next story, then they've lost interest in what your story has to offer. And so, you know, I would encourage you to think more like, you know, the world of TikTok in some aspects of being more human. And I know that's hard. It will evolve. You know, people say, oh gosh, you're so comfortable in your stories. I wasn't always, you know, I just did business content and marketing tips for 2 years straight. I never shared any personal stuff because I was nervous about it. And you have to do what's right for you and your family and your brand. So I'm just interested about this. I feel that there's like a shift happening, and I'm curious to know your thoughts too. And I'd love to hear it. I mean, obviously I'd love to connect with you on all the socials, especially on Instagram. That's where I'm spending a lot of my time, especially in my Instagram stories. You can find me by my name at chelsea.peitz. That's P-E-I-T-Z. And tell me what you think. Do you feel like there's a shift in content? Are you noticing that kind of what used to work maybe in the feed and those that type of content, more educational how-to content, is that still playing well for you? I think that that is a very critical component of content. And I think that we might just be having to switch up what's going more in the feeds, or how much of a percentage we have of educational content going into feeds because of things like TikTok and stories. And I truly believe that stories are the future of social media formats. I can't imagine a world where we don't have news feeds, but I think it's possible. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that too. So definitely get involved with stories. One of the best infographics I saw, domo.com, D-O-M-O.com. They showed 200 and roughly 80,000 Instagram stories are made every minute of every day versus I think it was 55,000 photo posts in the feed. That's a huge difference. And now that you've got, you know, LinkedIn coming into the game, by the way, YouTube has stories as well. If you have not started using stories, or if you have not been consistent in doing them daily, I would encourage you to make that your goal for this next quarter. And to watch other people's content, to engage with them, to talk with them in their messaging, and to support and be super fans for other people's content, because that is one of the best ways to go deeper with your community. I think the best part about stories is not only can you see who's watching, but you can also, talk to people with ease. It doesn't feel uncomfortable to just randomly call someone you haven't talked to in a month. And, you know, you're wondering what you're going to say and you don't want to sound like it's a sales pitch. It's very easy to just message someone, because if they've put a story out and it's about their life, well, then in the messaging is open, well, they want you to talk to them. And the best part is to talk about their life. So I think it's one of the easiest ways to deepen a relationship and prospecting, you know, done right, that you can do in 2020. So thanks you guys for listening. We'll be back soon. Love to hear your comments. Make sure if you haven't, please subscribe and rate the show, and we'll see you next time. Bye.